Hello.
Hi, this is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking with Kia Watts?
Yes.
Hi, Kia. I'm sorry the call dropped on my end, but I was explaining to you something about the schedule. Just wanted to let you know that our schedule, it's from 2 to 6 a.m., but the system itself, it makes that cut at midnight. Because it's a different day, but you can disregard that because Darnell will be getting paid the same amount of hours. It's just that the system makes that cut
Oh, so
since it's a different day.
you guys put in for the hours that he don't that he's not clocked in for?
No, Darnell just needs to make sure that they're clocking in at 2 and clocking out at 6.
So
And
what
yeah.
about the times that he wasn't clocking out at 6 because y'all system said 12? Are you guys gonna compensate him those 6 hours because he missed those times? Is what I'm asking you. Because he's not supposed to clock out at 12 because of your system error.
Okay, yeah,
And that's not even a question. He should be getting compensated because your system made an error of
No,
him missing 6 hours.
yeah, of course. It's just that I don't see that error on his end because he always clocks out at 6. So I don't really see that happening.
Is it because you always text him and ask for a timesheet? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that sometimes happens, but it's not always. I can only see that
How
happening
is he able to,
once.
how is he able to see his pay stubs?
Well, for that, I can send instructions on how to access the website that we have for that. It's called HMC to go, but I do need to talk to him directly since it's a payment verification.
You need his okay for it to be submitted, I mean sent over.
Well, I should be talking directly to him since it's regarding the payment.
That's fine. Here, Donnie, so you could get your pay stubs. Hey, she gotta talk to you.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Myra with Family First. Am I speaking with Darnell?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Darnell. I was talking to the client. She let me know that you wanted to access the website to review your pay stubs.
Yes.
Okay. Well, for that, the website, it's called HMC to go. And I need to provide you with some details like your username and the password that you should be using. I can send that information over to your email, but hold on one second. Is your can you please confirm that your email address is Darnell Burnell91@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna send the information there
Okay.
along with your username, and please let me know if the app is presenting issues or something like that so I can help you with that. Sometimes they do request a password change, so if they say anything regarding the password being incorrect, please just let me know.
Okay.
Okay, and I already submitted the information over to your email. Do you mind putting the patient on the phone again?
I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Kia. Okay. Well, yeah. Regarding the clocking in and out, please just let him know to make sure that he's clocking in at 2, clocking out at 6 from your house. The thing at midnight, since he's using the app, if the app it's telling him to clock out at 12, he can still clock out at 6. It will appear like a different time, but he can still do it. The app won't prevent him to clock out. It doesn't matter the time that it shows there. And that way I'm able to fix that. And
the email that he received doesn't have a password, it just has a username.
On the email there's instructions attached with the password.
No, it only has the username. I'm looking at it.
There's a document attached to the email, and that contains the password.
Okay.
And yeah, now that I have you on the phone, I also needed to confirm that you're still living on the same address on the 1012 Belmont Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Do you have any other questions regarding the case?
No, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, please let me know. Well, as I told Darnell, sometimes the system gives issues with the password, but just let me know and I will update it.
Okay, I will.
Okay, thank you. Hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.